Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. You know, as I've talked about in the past, I try and hit the gym every morning. And it's always good. It's always good to get a good workout, get a good stretch, work off some of that physical stress. And of course, some of the conversations vary all over the place, right? It's like, hey, what do you do for a protein shake? Hey, how are you, you know, improving your ab game? Hey, what the hell do you do about rogue access points? And so, pro tip, you should be looking for and you should be preventing rogue access points. Now, the conversation today was, hey, I heard about this. I heard someone talking in a video, but why are we even talking about this? Short of like exhaustively checking everyone's phone and everyone's bags as they go in and out of the office, what can you really do about it? So what you can do about it is a couple things. Obviously, rogue access points are wireless networks that either connect outbound to the internet or connect inbound to your wired network that have not been authorized by the IT department, are not secured, generally put up temporarily by contractors, by employees looking for convenience, and on occasion by something like my team who is trying to do a penetration test on you. The reason why this is successful is if you can get one of these in place, then as a criminal outside the building, you can use that to gain access to the system, or you can, once you're in as a criminal, use the rogue access point to gain access out to the internet. That's bypassing firewalls and other detective controls. So what do you do? What can you do to stop rogue access points? There's a couple different things. Two main ways that you can look at. One is with your existing access points themselves. A lot of existing access point technologies, the enterprise grade ones, will have rogue access point detection. And what that will actually do is it will identify and isolate that rogue access point and basically send a packet to take it offline. This works particularly well against people who are bringing in cell phones or doing rogue access points out to other networks, not into your own network, where you don't necessarily have a wire connection to do any sort of security control. It's the same thing that the hotel chains got in trouble for a little while ago when they enabled that on their hotel properties and then suddenly were like knocking people's own phones offline and whatnot. Kind of invasive, kind of intrusive, but for high secure environments, for example, I used to run in my data center, for high secure environments, perfect way to go. Second thing you can do is on the wired side. So if someone plugs a rogue wireless network into your switch, there are controls on enterprise grade switches, specifically in the Cisco environment, that will allow you to detect that. Part of it is network access control, right? So who plugged what device in and did they even have permission to plug this device in? So that's part of it. Enabling rogue access or network access controls to lock down the specific ports. The other part of it is, again, detecting wireless networks. You can detect a wireless network that's plugged in your switch by a number of ways. The main one being lots of MAC traffic back and forth and seeing it as uplink. So with both of those, on enterprise-grade switches, you can isolate that network and take it offline. So even though the wireless part still is up in this scenario, the wired part, the connection back to your network, what you're trying to protect is down. So there you have it. That is rogue access detection, something you should be looking at and enabling if you haven't. It's a common attack vector, at least for penetration tests and for malicious insiders. Thanks so much.